you can use leverage to acquire something you normally wouldn't be able to acquire in all cash, obviously done smartly, conservatively. But that asset will generate income, paying for the debt service and the expenses, and then some, and you make what's on top.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everybody? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you all things personal finance, because it's not what you make, but what you keep. And subject I want to talk about today, well, it's actually a book I've read multiple times, and I think it's a book that everyone, well, I think everyone should read it, but especially those that want to get their money right, that are focused on personal finance, that want to get their house in order, their financial house in order. I think this is a requirement, is a required book. And that is The Richest Man in Babylon. It's written by George S. Clausen, and it's a phenomenal book. It's a really quick read, short book, something that you could potentially read every year. Super quick read. And it's done as like a parable, as a story. Throughout the story, it weaves great actionable items that we can all take into our life to improve our financial situation, and just improve our outlook on life, on both from personal, financial, and just to be a better person all around, right? Because to be a better person, to make the world a better place, it starts with yourself, with personal excellence, making yourself a formidable person, someone who has all their ducks in a row. Before you worry about other situations, you need to take care of yourself first and make you the best possible version. And that's always going to be changing, right? What's your best possible version today is not going to be what it is tomorrow. It's ever changing. That's an ever moving goal line, right? So let's just get into this book. And I think I'll probably do an episode later down the road of multiple books that have changed my financial perspective on life. So this book, again, it's a story. It's set in ancient Babylon, and the point is to impart financial principles through these engaging stories. And the book revolves around the main character. He becomes the richest man in the city, and he goes around and shares his wisdom on how he acquired wealth, how he managed his money effectively, and how eventually how, you know, why and how he would give back. And some of the key lessons, saving a portion of your earnings. In the book, it's mentioned about 10%. That number can be greater, but all money coming in, you immediately save and put it away. And this is also, if you've read the book, Profit First, that this is that lesson. Pay yourself first. So he takes a portion of that money and pays himself first. He invests wisely. So he invests in things that make sense to him, that he understands, both from a macro and micro level. He doesn't just invest in anything that comes his way, the next shiny object. It's stuff that he intimately understands and sees the potential for. Now, the next one I will put a caveat to, and that's avoiding debt. Yes, avoid all consumer debt, all high interest debt, all debt that's not really an asset, right? And you're like, oh, well, of course, Sean, debt's a liability. Of course, it's not an asset. But what I mean by that is avoid debt that's not attached to an asset that can generate cash flow, that can pay for that debt service and some itself. For instance, real estate or a business. You can use leverage to acquire something you normally wouldn't be able to acquire in all cash, obviously done smartly, conservatively, but that asset will generate income, paying for the debt service and the expenses, and then some, and you make what's on top. And the last main theme is seeking counsel from knowledgeable individuals. And I've talked about this before, finding mentors, masterminds, the average of the five people you surround yourself with. This is so true. You just want to surround yourself with knowledgeable people in the field that you want to be get better at. And so if it's in real estate, you want to surround yourself with rock star real estate investors. It shouldn't just be everyone doing the same thing, different asset classes, different aspects of the industry, so you can really intimately learn the industry. And that doesn't just have to be for that. It could be maybe you want a better marriage. Surround yourself with people that you see have the type of marriage you want. Maybe it's being a better parent, or maybe it's just picking up some type of hobby. You just want to surround yourself with the people that excel at that given subject, and it'll make the world a difference. This was a short one, guys, but I came across the book. I was unpacking because I recently moved, and I came across the book and was reading a few pages, and I was like, I need to read this again. And I also need to get on and share this with everyone, because it's such a powerful book. It's short. It's an easy read. It's a story, but it has so many powerful messages And I just touched on the service level. So I highly recommend reading it. If you haven't, even if you have, pick it up and read it again, because it just gets that mindset right, how to position yourself. But as I mentioned, I'm going to probably do this again and come on with a few books that have changed my perspective on finance throughout my life. All right, everybody, make it a great weekend. And as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for it, but have your money work hard for you so you can create the life of your dreams. We can all achieve that personal excellence and make this world a better place. All right, everybody, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.